up. Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Podcast.
They'll get you feeling good. From 104.5. Horoscopes.
Aries. You may have finally finished the research you have been doing for a particular project. You're also going to be doing well in your romantic life. Aries, looks like a good day for you today.
Taurus.
Taurus, you'll want to be an Aries, because listen to this. You should not conclude that your dreams are prophetic without analyzing the symbols and understanding what they're trying to tell you. So don't forget, dreams have multiple meanings.
Gemini.
There might be a social gathering tonight in your community that is attended by a lot of people who are interested in psychic or spiritual matters. If you choose to go, enjoy yourself.
Cancer.
You may finally find out if you're going to get a raise today. And as long as you keep working hard, your good luck will continue. Now it's time to enjoy it.
Leo.
Leos, if you're feeling insecure about your current relationship, it's not serving you well. Things are looking very promising for you and your current partner. So doubts and uncertainties should soon disappear.
Virgo.
Have you read how a positive attitude can lead to a healthy body and a happier life? Continue to do whatever you're doing to make this all happen, because it is working.
Libra.
You should be more critical of your own ideas, Libra. Working in isolation is tough, but sometimes you get so caught up in the excitement of new innovations that you can't separate fantasy from reality.
Scorpio.
You believe someone thinks of you only as a friend. Don't be surprised if you find out otherwise.
Sagittarius.
Today, you might come into contact with a colleague and feel an unexpected attraction to him or her because you've never thought of this person in that way before. You might be caught off guard, but is that such a bad thing?
Capricorn.
A healthy physical life is crucial to having balance and harmony in the bigger picture, and commitment is the key to success.
Aquarius.
Prepare to do some serious adulting over the next 4 weeks. Finances, home repairs, big life stuff will be top of mind, and it all has to get done.
Pisces.
You may long for a past partner and wonder what's happening with them. It can't hurt to look them up, but be careful.
Oh, man. A little LinkedIn stalking going on here.
Right.
Anyway, enjoy your...
LinkedIn, they know that you're linking.
I know, they know. Enjoy your day. Your horoscopes are all online right now at chum1045.com. Click on the Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar page to see them again.
It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
I wake up early every morning.
Wake up on Chum.
Just a quick reminder before it creeps up on everybody, Mother's Day is coming around, so you're going to want to start getting things done now. I'm famous for the last-minute Mother's Day gift, like day of, like, hey, look, what I got you.
What did you get her last year?
Some flowers or something?
That,
I don't know.
fruit thing?
Oh, the, not fruit by the
bouquet.
Foot. Fruit roll-ups. No. Edible arrangements.
Edible arrangements.
Always there for me.
No, I know. I remember you saying that.
Yeah.
Because I remember what you got your mother for Mother's Day, but you didn't remember.
Once again.
Yeah, I know.
Not a fan of giving gifts, but,
you know. Do you like gifts being given to you, though?
Not really. I don't want anything.
Yeah.
I just want some time and some good times.
Yeah.
That's really all
experience.
I want.
Experience. I said, experience. So I did go down the hallway to that other radio station, and I said, hey, Mother's Day is coming up. The fact that I have to say... Hope you have plans. Weekend's open.
Well, I'm looking at a list of things that moms really like, really want for Mother's Day, and you guys can confirm to me if this is, this makes sense to you.
Besides time spent, yes.
Well, one of them is time spent. Getaways or vacations, number 10. Clothing or shoes, right? Yeah.
No,
you don't want to go. Okay,
you have to be really sure of that one.
Yeah, a gift card would be fine for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good call. Household gifts?
Well, like what? What do you have in mind? Something I have to do to...
What kind of household? Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I don't want a Cuisinart of anything.
I mean, it doesn't have to be like an appliance. I could say maybe...
If you gave me a Dyson, I'd be happy.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. But it doesn't have to be an appliance. I mean, when I think household gift, it could be something like... I can't name it, but it doesn't have to be in the kitchen.
You know what people always do? They always get their mom like, here's a beautiful throw, like a really soft blanket.
Yeah,
or something
like that. Yeah, I couldn't get the word out. Yeah. But yeah, just some piece of fabric that's really nicely looked.
A piece of fabric.
Like for women, right? Electronics don't hurt anybody, right? You know, you get a nice shiny iPad.
Hey, that's a good one.
Right? You can't complain about that. Or maybe like some really nice noise-canceling headphones.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's a good idea.
Right.
And then have the patience to show her how to use them.
Get her signed up.
Get her connected.
Or yeah, just prepare. Let me do some meditation the day before. Mm-hmm. I gotta show mom how to do the electronics.
Right. That's right.
Okay. Flowers, jewelry, 5 and 6. Gift cards.
Yeah.
Chocolate at number 3.
Yeah.
Personalized gift at number 2. And the good old number 1, homemade gift. Do you want like a homemade ashtray, Marilyn?
Well, I already have one, thanks.
Like a Fimo clay.
Yeah.
Something.
Do you know I still have the one that I gave my mother for, my father for Father's Day? I still have that. I would like a homemade card.
Okay. Paper, stationary construction paper.
Yeah, something like that. And just time spent. Like, I don't know. You know what I thought was always a good idea, too, guys?
Yeah.
Is that when you guys were kids, they started with these coupons. I promise I will unload the dishwasher for 5 days.
I remember that.
I promise I will go.
A little homemade coupon book.
Yes.
They never do it.
No, one or two got done. One of them was, I'll eat my broccoli. And I said, don't. I ripped that one out. That's not happening. But the whole thing is, that's a good gift, too, you know?
Very cute. Yeah. Very cute. Well, that's 10 days away, so prepare.
Back to the morning show.
Good morning.
With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
The only way to wake up.
On Chum 104.5.
I was watching TV yesterday, and, well, I was half watching TV, and all of a sudden I heard, this is how we do it. Doom, 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 doom. I was like, whoa. And I was like, was it the Montel Jordan video? And it wasn't. It was being used in a commercial. Right?
Yeah.
So most of you know, but if you don't know, when people use popular songs or, you know, copyrighted songs in commercials or video games or movies, they have to be licensed, meaning they have to pay a fee to the producers and even the record label that owns the song to use that song. So I was like, wow, Montel Jordan getting a little coin there. It might have been for some some kind of medicine or something.
Probably.
It was
probably something, you know, for baby boomers to get it or.
It was like Plavix, ask a doctor or something. Yeah. I have no idea what it was
for. Did you think
for
a nanosecond, you sold out? Or did you say good for him?
No, I didn't think that. You know, I like when people get paid. I generally like when people get paid. So, you know, he's getting paid for that song.
Can you imagine how many people come to you and say, you've got all these songs and everything like that?
Yeah.
And then you go, it's for what?
Yeah.
I mean, okay. Cause like, mine, right? Yeah.
If someone's heard this song, this commercial.
Metamucil.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. I just think about,
Metamucil, how you do it. Like, what? Okay, sure. Cut the check.
Yeah.
So that's good for him.
Yeah.
Now, the range for what it costs to license a song, really, it runs the gamut between about $15,000 to about $16,000. Excuse me, $60,000 for a movie.
Yeah.
There is one song that has been deemed the most expensive song to license, and no one's ever going to guess it. So we'll just play it for you.
Sure.
Any fans of AC/DC listening? Listen to this song. Is that crazy? And Thunderstruck.
Thunderstruck is the most expensive.
$500,000 to use the song if you want to use it.
$500,000?
It was $500,000 in 1999 to license it for Varsity Blues. And so they anticipate that price probably has gone up like everything else in life.
Wow.
$500,000 then?
This song has been used in Deadpool 2. It was in Thor Ragnarok.
Oh, yeah, it was good in that.
Iron Man 2, Longest Yard, Daddy's Home, Daddy's Home 2. And it happens to be, if you're a big baseball fan, it happens to be the big song that they play at the White Sox field in Chicago. Right. This is like the song for the White Sox. Like, do 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 do.
Yeah.
It's crazy. They must pay a super dumb penny to play this there all the time.
So every time that's played in a social thing, like a sports team, they get money for
it. Yeah. Mr. Reinsdorf,
owner
of the Bulls and the Sox over there.
So, because I've always wondered, you know, you think about like all these bands and how much they're worth. A quick Google of AC/DC's net worth as of 2021, $380 million. And I wonder how much of that is Thunderstruck money.
Well, that's right. Yeah, that would be, wow. Okay.
It's pretty iconic guitar riff, though.
Oh, it's amazing. It's great.
And it gets people riled up. Don't you feel riled up right
yes.
now?
Yes. Yeah. I'm pumped.
So there it is. And that's how a lot of artists really make a big bulk of their money. You know, if you're not touring, if you're not, you know, doing anything really major, licensing deals. You know, if you sell your song to, like, a movie, gets placed in a reality show.
Right.
You watch a lot of these reality shows right now.
Yes.
A lot of emerging artists are producing songs just so they can get placed in, like, Love is Blind or something like that.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, that's why a lot of those reality shows, and as a reality TV fan,
yeah.
I'll hear these wonky songs playing when they're showing a scene at a party.
Yes.
I'm like, no one's listening to this.
Yes.
Oh, right. They have to cover up the music they're actually listening to.
Yep.
With a song that's cheap to license.
Exactly.
Oh, is this why you always hear these weird... I'm like, okay. Who is listening to this party on Summer House? Wait a minute.
It's some kid in L.A. Yeah. who has got a little studio in his room, and he makes a song, and then gets a license. That's how it works.
No, I love it.
Yeah, then
I
it gets a license
Hansons,
deal. And it, yeah, and it ends up in
right.
some reality show, so they don't have to play,
right.
you know, the Sia song that was
yeah.
really playing.
Yeah,
correct.
At the
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Someone texted in, yeah. in St. Catharines and said that growing up, Thunderstruck was the Niagara Falls Thunder's warm-up song, and I doubt they paid that.
I doubt they did.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Come on. In the morning.
My station.
Chum 104.5.
If you do any of these things with your significant other in front of your friends,
mm-hmm.
time to have a talk. These are a list of 6 cringy things that couples should never do in front of friends or company.
So the question is, too, in this, is there a question?
Which one of them do you do? Is
Which
that the
one?
Question?
No, the question is, like, do you tell the couple, here's why we don't want to have dinner with you anymore?
Yeah.
Or you say to your better half, I hope we never do that. Because
yeah.
that's
do
an example.
Do we do that?
Do we do that? Because you do that kind of post-mortem after a dinner party.
Yeah, every couple does.
Everybody does, yeah.
So after you leave them their house or, yeah, you know, they leave yeah. the restaurant, you go, well, so what'd you think of it?
Yeah,
that?
Yeah. So what?
The Nelsons are sure weird, aren't they?
You know what? You know what? I don't think I can stand it when they put each other down. How about that one? That is cringy. When couples do that.
When Joe talks to Kathy like that, yeah. I just want to get up and leave. Anyway, this is the list of things, according to a relationship expert, things you should never do
right.
in front of another couple with your significant other.
Mm-hmm.
Marking your territory. This is when, you know, you try to flirt and be really kind of outwardly flirty just to show people that, hey, this is mine. She's mine. He's mine. You know, marking your territory, being overly affectionate, or just inappropriate flirting, you know, but always interrupting conversations. Say if, say, Marilyn, you and I are out on a dinner.
Yeah.
And some guy comes and talks to you.
Yeah.
I butt in and be like, hey, what's going on over here?
Mm-hmm.
Marking the territory. It's just not cool.
Doesn't that tell you there's something wrong?
It looks like insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
You're out to dinner with your husband, Caitlin, yeah. and, you know, maybe somebody, you know, walks past him, asks him out his shirt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You walk by, oh, that's the shirt I bought him for Christmas last year. And
yeah.
it looks
yeah.
really petty.
Everyone else at the table's like, well, this is weird now. Thanks.
No, yeah. yeah. You don't need to know.
Number 5 is inappropriate flirting.
Yeah.
You know, everyone knows you guys are a couple.
Yep.
You guys have been together for years. You probably have a child together. You've done it. You don't have to prove it to
mm-hmm.
people.
Yeah.
Come on. Like, it's just a little much. Inappropriate flirting. Public displays of anger.
Ooh.
It always weirds me out when this one happens because I'm like, can't you control it just for a little bit? Maybe take a, I don't know, walk over to the hallway or the restroom or something.
Save it for later.
Send a angry text or something. I don't know. But like
know,
the
so
yelling in front of another couple is just really weird.
Yeah.
Weird. I'm glad I stopped doing it. I really am.
That's the other PDA, public displays of anger. And it is rough stuff.
Yeah.
It's rough.
Yeah.
I just always.
Yeah. As a girlfriend watching that, a girlfriend experience any of these.
Yeah.
You have to call them the next day and say, this is not good.
No.
Oh, we don't have the guts to do that, do we?
I mean, sometimes it's a text.
We don't.
Hey, how are things going?
Yeah.
It's just a little soft lob.
Yeah.
I got into, my ex and I, going to dinner, no, brunch with another couple.
Yeah.
We get in the car, we get into this huge argument while we're going to pick the other couple up. Mm-hmm. And like right as they open the door, the argument's ending, and it was the worst day ever because they knew. Once they got in the car, they just heard the tail end of something,
mm-hmm.
and they were like, hey, guys. And we were like, silence. Mm. It was the worst day ever.
And that wasn't a good brunch for them.
I know they were super, super, uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That relationship didn't last.
Yeah.
But, you know, definitely one of those warning signs. If you can't bring it back just a little bit, at least for appearance, not a good sign. Number two, constantly bragging about your relationship. That one is, you know, it almost seems like you're compensating for something when you do that.
When you're saying you're...
You could be happy about your relationship.
Sure.
You know, but when you're constantly bragging, it's like you're trying to prove something.
Yeah. Sometimes that couple, one of them, gets on to how often they have it.
I was just going to say this.
Yeah. And then I always say, when you're talking about it, you're not getting it.
Sure. Mm. Sure.
Yeah. So we don't need to hear about that.
No, we really, really don't. No one is proud of you. This is not cute. I do not want to hear about the regularity of your activities.
Right.
Ever.
I hear you.
I do want to hear about other stuff, but not that.
Yeah,
just join each other's company. Yeah. It doesn't have to be about that.
Yeah. So now I don't think it's true, like Marilyn said.
And then number one,
a cringy thing that you should not do in front of another couple when you're in a relationship.
Like I said at the beginning.
Putting each other down.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Not cool.
Terrible. And that gets inflamed when drinking starts happening. Mm-hmm. And it gets nasty. Mm-hmm. Nasty.
Just really, really not cool.
Well, that's why, if you think about it, when you wonder about, I mean, this is post-pandemic, COVID stuff, but prior to, you know, if you know that your relationship's not in a good shape, and you're thinking, why don't we get invited to this place, that place, or when we invite people over dinner, they don't want to come.
Yeah.
That's a therapist will say, take a good look at what you are delivering for your friends.
Yeah.
You know? And it might be something you need to work on. Yeah.
I mean, it should be a united front of some point when you're out together, because you're a unit, you know, you're representing the relationship.
Yeah.
You know, jokes and sarcasm could be cool. Yeah, you want to be a little careful with it.
Right. Yeah.
But don't put the put downs in front of other people, you know.
Yeah.
Number one, you're trying to posture yourself as the powerful one in the relationship. Not nice. And it's just not, it's going to be a rough ride home after
that.
Back to the morning show
with Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Well, that one worked out really well for Justin. Really well. It was a remix, too, because he wasn't originally on Despacito, right? And then he jumped on it, I believe.
Yeah.
And then it became a massive hit.
Do you remember when he went to go sing it live? He did not his singing.
He didn't memorize the lyrics. But, you know, every now and then, an artist will do a song, and it'll be a clunker.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're all standing around wondering, us as the audience, like, who okayed this? This is not a good song. So
why was it nominated for 3 Grammys?
Because it's actually a good song.
Why was it nominated for 3 Grammys in 1984?
You're kidding me. To say
I love you. I still love you, Stevie Wonder. But this organ stuff. It sounds like, come on down to the car dealership and blah, blah. It's
a 1985 Oldsmobile for just $5,000.
That's 100%.
Kids, coffee and balloon for the...
That's what it sounds like?
Yeah.
You know what it is for me? I think there's like a home video of my family and like playing this song, and like it's got a sentimental thing for me.
Okay.
So I thought this song was like one of the greatest treasures of Stevie Wonder's catalog, wasn't it?
Well, listen.
No?
1984 brought us great music.
Yeah.
Great music. Like, let's just say Van Halen's Jump. But like, great. This clunker. And I'll tell you, it wasn't a great album. The next song that he came out was Love, Light, and Flight. That was, I think he just hit a roadblock. That's what I think. I think it's just like, I can deliver for the record company. They're okay songs. I bet you he was sitting back going, I cannot believe they love this song.
Wow. Okay.
That's how. Okay.
I knew you didn't like that song, and I'm still amazed, but I can at least understand. It's not the most musically complex of his catalog.
It's no Ribbon in the Sky. It's no.
That's
it's
a good
no,
song.
I know that was like it's meaty. It's scary. This is like
he did write it.
Yeah, but
I like it.
Call me.
Imagine
call
he
me.
Likes it.
It was from the movie The Woman in Red, which was a good movie. Anyway, bad. It was not a good idea.
Gotcha.
And he should have consulted me. But I love Stevie Wonder with all my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, he's okay by me.
Okay. The song of one of your favorite artists that you like the least, Caitlin.
Oh, this one kills me. Rihanna is my fave. If you know me, you know that my love for her runs deep. Not my love for this song. He knows I'm faithful and it kills him.
is it?
The song that throws up her vocal range?
This.
What song is it? Okay, it's a clunker.
Unfaithful by Rihanna.
Oh, right.
A murderer.
It's so bad.
Yeah.
We don't like it because...
Listen to her.
Whining.
She doesn't do this song anywhere, anytime, anymore.
Because it's so bad. It's such a buzzkill. And I blame Neo. Neo is responsible for this song. Dang you, Neo.
He did write a couple good ones for her, though.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, when I was reading about it.
I can't blame him. I blame her for not saying, I'm not doing that, Neo.
She's like, I just did Pond a replay. Yeah. I'm not coming out with this.
Like, where was Mrs. Wonder in the other room going, Stevie?
Stop.
Yes.
That is not good.
ASAP Rocky would never have let this happen to Rihanna. Okay.
Oh, that was way before. So.
Your turn.
Okay.
Jamar.
I really like this artist. You know, as a DJ, like, I have to say, every time I play one of his songs.
Okay.
Every time. Like, he gets a dance floor going. There's this one song that he never should have did, though. This is Pitbull's clunker here. He did a remix of Murder, She Wrote, Shaka, Demons, and Pliers. You know, this is supposed to be Murder, She Wrote.
Yeah.
Leave that song alone, Pitbull.
Leave
that song alone.
So, like, that was...
Don't
like,
touch it.
What is that called? Like, it's kind of like an easy one for him to do.
Yeah.
It just was like...
Yeah. Yeah.
Like an epic song.
Yeah.
Epic dancehall song that gets played everywhere and no matter what timeless song, you don't touch that one.
Let's talk about the process. Why do you think he did that?
Because it was a hit. What Pitbull does is, and if you hear all of his songs, he takes like hooks from really popular songs, kind of reworks them, uses the melody and makes it, you know, gives you that feeling like, oh yeah, I love that melody, and you sing along with it. That wasn't the one to do though.
Okay, so see, we still love these artists, mm-hmm. but
love them.
They should have called us.
Mm-hmm.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Pass me the coffee.
The Chum Morning Show.
Yeah.
I tried to find a Michael Jackson song that I don't like. I like all of them.
Oh, well, I do you? Do you like
everyone?
Off the Wall? There's two clunkers on that one. Amen. Girlfriend, I want to be your boyfriend.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
That is not a good song.
All right.
Yep.
And don't even get me. I can't even sing Burn This Disco Out. First of all, I don't like the messaging. But the Burn This Disco Out is just not a good song.
Okay, but the next album after that.
No.
Right.
On this album, you Don't Stop to Get Enough.
That's
working
great.
Day and Night.
Working,
Off the Wall.
Working Day and Night.
She's out
Classic.
Of my life. That She's out of my life.
She's out of my life is a great song.
I didn't say it wasn't.
Okay.
It's the Falling in Love, pretty song. Rock With You, great song. Get on the Floor.
Yeah.
Girlfriend, I want to be your boyfriend.
Yeah.
And then I Can't Help It, great song. And then... ends with a big clunker, Burn This Disco Out. So out of all those songs, I mean, we know all these songs. That's pretty amazing for one album. That's not a greatest hits album.
Yeah.
Two of them are not good. And that's what happens. That's what we're talking about today.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
I think a lot of times we memorialize these artists as like amazing in
they
our head.
Have
and we
one
forget
bad song.
We forget there are some fillers
right.
every now and then. We're talking about our favorite artists' worst songs, in our opinion.
Mm-hmm.
What's coming up next?
Closure.
Is this a text from somebody?
Facebook.
Oh, Facebook. Okay, someone hit us on Facebook and said they don't like Hozier's this song.
Take me to church, I worship like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife.
Yeah.
Well, we play that a lot.
I mean, and to be fair, does Hozier have a lot of other songs? Like, what are the other ones?
Songs that have, like, made it as hits?
Yeah.
Not a ton.
Think about it.
Didn't it make into, like, a Chevy commercial or something like that? I just see a big I feel like I just see an F-150 coming over a mountain when I see it. Like,
yeah.
I'm just wondering.
Maybe you did.
Yeah, okay.
No?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But, you know, that song, I gotcha, because I don't know Hozier's other songs. But I thought that's the one that I recognized. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I like it or don't like it, but I just remember it was so different than any other song that we played.
Yeah.
So it didn't bother me. But Okay. Yeah, everyone's got their thing.
Yep.
All right.
Even an artist like Pink. Texted in and said, I love Pink to death. I've seen her 5 times, even once in Vegas, but I always hit the next button on You Get My Love.
You get my love, baby. You get my love. There's only one thing about me that you can trust. You get my love, baby. You get my love.
No. I agree with you.
I see what's going on there.
I agree with you.
Yeah. It's like she's singing in a minor key, and like you have to really, really just commit to the note she's landing on. If you don't,
does she do that in concert? That's awful.
I was just going to
say. That's a bathroom break song for me.
That's the beer break. That's the bathroom break.
It's like I'm getting
That's what it was for me for Stevie Wonder. I went.
That's very funny.
I'm going to go to the washroom while everyone's loving that song. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. But, you know, we all love our artists. We feel like personally attached to them. And sometimes we say out loud, well, you know, when you're listening, you go, oh, come on. You could do better than
that. Is Maroon 5 Memories that bad? I thought it was a good song.
I like that song. I like that song. And I like the meaning behind that song. So sometimes when you hear it, I don't know. Again, it's up to you because you're the listener and you decide, you know what, you could do better than that. It's no Songs from Jane, the album.
That whole album is great.
Yes. Exactly.
You're right.
Yeah. So that's the expectation that we have, right?
Sure. Yeah. Sure. Somebody says they're not a big fan of Christina Aguilera and the whole bunch doing the Lady Marmalade song.
Okay.
That's another topic too. When someone takes your favorite song and puts a cover on it and you don't like the cover. Now, an exception to that is Gwen Stefani and Aha.
Okay.
That was a good one. Mm. What was the name of the song?
Gwen Stefani's cover of...
Take On Me?
Yeah. No.
No.
It's My Life.
It's My Life. Love it. Mm-hmm. I got the wrong group.
That's a good
one. That's a good one. So sometimes you're really attached to a song. You're going, did that song need to be redone? Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's like Murder, She Wrote for you. You're like, don't touch this song.
Why?
We have a couple of Bon Jovi fans coming in via text.
Yeah.
One of them said, as much as I love Bon Jovi, there's one song that I'm not a fan of. Someone said Wanted, Dead or Alive. I was like, that's one of their bigger hits. And then someone else went into the deep cuts of their albums and came up with this one called Love for Sale.
Love for Sale. I picked up the phone. Everyone I could, I put my fingers through the walker to the telephone book. Can't catch a fish. Love for Sale.
So... I go back to Wanted, Dead or Alive. I totally agree.
Dead or Alive.
But that's from a movie, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
So anyway.
Well,
we're also opinionated.
Wow. The Raptors, game 6. Who would have guessed it? Not Shaquille O'Neal.
That's right.
We're here to celebrate a very, very exciting series. Mm-hmm. Maybe a game 7. Let's see what happens tonight. We're playing the 24-second shot clock, and we have our two players on the line.
Riley and Tina. Riley, you're on my team. Do you've got time tonight to go to a game?
I'll make time.
You'll make time. What about you, Tina?
Absolutely.
Okay, so this is a fun game. It goes really fast, so concentrate. And I was just going to say to Jamar and to both of you, not all these questions we're about to ask you are basketball related.
Right. There are a couple basketball questions there, some general knowledge stuff. The important thing is to know that, just like, you know, on a basketball court, when you're on offense, you've got 24 seconds to score. And you've got 24 seconds to score as much as you can in this game. So if you know the answer, scream it out. If you don't know the answer to the question, you know, say pass.
Yeah.
And whoever has the most questions after 24 seconds on both sides wins. Okay?
Okay. So, Riley, you're on my team, as I said before. As soon as I start talking, you start answering. Are you ready?
All right, let's do this.
In what year did the Raptors win the NBA championship?
2018.
True or false, Better Call Saul is a spinoff of Breaking Bad?
True.
Where do the Raptors play their home games?
Scotiabank Arena.
Weekend Update is from what late night comedy show?
SNL.
The Grizzlies used to play in what Canadian city?
Vancouver.
What date is Canada Day?
July 1st.
What do we call the area outside Scotiabank Arena when the Raptors
Jurassic
are playing?
Park.
Yo! How many? 6 for you.
Wow.
Who wants those tickets, you guys?
6.
Yeah, they won the championship in 2019.
Company here threw me off.
Okay, all right.
Yes, yes. Understandable. Tina.
Hi.
So, 6-7
Oh, boy. Ready?
How are you? Questions?
Are you going to go to a game 7, Tina?
Let's see what happens. All right, 24 seconds. We'll start when I start the first question, and here we go. In what year did the Raptors play their very first NBA game?
94.
In what building does the American president live?
The White House.
What's the nickname for Canada's $1 coin?
Looney.
Which Toronto Raptor won Rookie of the Year at this year's NBA Awards?
Barnes.
How many hours are in 2 days?
48.
True or false, Shaquille O'Neal said the Raptors would lose in a four-game sweep in this playoff round against Philly.
True.
How many?
That
was true. She said it. All right. So how many did she have?
Five.
Five to his six.
Riley.
Yeah.
Riley.
Let's go.
Let us go. You won the 24-second shot clock. That means you get to go see the Raptors in game 6 against the 76ers tonight. I'm telling you, you won your way in.
Oh, I love it. Yes.
All right. Who's going with you?
I don't even know yet.
What? There's no candidate? Is your phone going to go nuts today? I bet.
There's going to be a few candidates.
Oh, my gosh. Well, listen, have a great time. Make sure that you... Well, we are hoping, as the last winner from the last game, was a good luck charm, right, everybody? So that was
100%.
So, listen, we'll be watching you, watching them.
All right.
We'll be looking out for that big homemade "I won these tickets from Chum" sign.
Yes, post that.
All right,
Tina,
you'll probably make it onto the Jumbotron.
Tina, you
fought. Get to work on that.
Yeah, you work on that. Tina, thanks for playing with us today.
Well, thank you. It was fun.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. It sounds
Have
like you're
fun,
a super
Riley.
Fan, too.
Oh, thank
Enjoy
you.
Yourself.
What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green? Let me know.
Trending in Toronto and all across Canada is Canada's favorite Jeopardy contestant, Matea Roach. Man, she is on a streak. She won again last night on Jeopardy, holding on to her now 17-game win streak. That is the 8th longest in Jeopardy's history. She also had a real kind of nail-biter of a win last night. Take a listen.
You wrote down your response at the very end of the music. What was it? Who is Yates? With just seconds to spare, you wrote down the correct response. And did you wager anything? $1 with $27,201 today. You are now a 17-day Jeopardy champion. Your total, $396,182.
That's a nail bomb.
At the end of the music. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah. Dun, dun, boom, boom.
Yeah, $1 wins it.
Wow.
Amazing. Because we were talking about, you know, she's obviously very intelligent, but this shows a certain level of savviness and strategy. So that was just such an exciting win. She needs to secure 19 victories to tie with two other former contestants for the most consecutive wins.
Good for Matea.
I know.
Awesome.
Come on, 19.
Do you think a Jeopardy contestant, like, do they practice? Is there a way to practice the night before? Like, what do? You, like,
well, I mean, it's like how we study for the SATs,
like,
right?
How?
Yeah. But they remember things that we never remember because we're worried about going out that night.
Yeah.
Right?
Are they watching, like, old footage? Like, are they going over old Jeopardy footage and then are they buzzing in the room?
They were brought up with it because someone in the family was watching. But they're just, I mean, isn't she a tutor?
Yes, she is.
So I think there's that too. She's a, I heard that she reads a lot.
Yeah, I believe
it. That's her thing.
Yeah, very exciting. Yeah. So hopefully she makes it to 19. Yeah. That would be a thrill. Also, in trending entertainment news, a thrill is coming for Avatar fans. Finally, Disney has released the first trailer for the Avatar sequel. It is called The Way of Water.
Okay.
And it will be coming to North American theaters on December 16th.
Of what year?
Exactly. So the other thing is, the first Avatar is going to be remastered and re-released on September 23rd, because they have to prepare audiences for the sequel. They have to remind everybody what happened.
For those who weren't born when the first one came out.
Yeah.
That's what
waited
it is.
Way too long, in my opinion. Anyways, director James Cameron said this will be designed for the biggest screen and the most immersive 3D available, adding that he, quote, set out to test the limits of what cinema can do. Now, if you can believe it, the original movie from 2009 is the highest grossing film in history, and they still have four total sequels planned, with the final entry arriving in 2028. Okay. My heavens.
Here's a couple things right here. This guy is not only a filmmaker. Hmm. He is like a scientist.
Yes.
Like he is a tech guy.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's waiting for it. Okay, is it worthy of it? Okay, now it is. Mm-hmm. Now it's time. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, like he amazing. Goes in submarines
he does.
And stuff
yeah,
like
Titanic,
that.
Titanic, he got that made.
It's really cool what yeah. things he does.
Yeah. Yeah, he's very talented.
So you're saying the trailer is out now?
Trailer is supposed to be out now, yes, correct.
All right, I'm looking
The Way
for
of
it.
Water.
Can't find it.
Okay, we'll find it.
I'm looking.
I never saw the first one.
You never saw the first one?
No. You never saw the first Avatar?
No. What?
Oh, man. Watch it.
Oh,
watch
my
it.
You're like, gosh.
I don't know. It's, I mean, I...
Goofy.
It is. I mean, it's not the greatest movie, but it's pretty great. I mean, it's, you know, a spectacle.
Oh, they unveiled it at CinemaCon. You know what? We might not be on the great interweb yet.
Okay, great.
It was unveiled at CinemaCon, so we'll see. I'll tell you who's not going to be an Avatar because he says he's taking a break from acting despite being one of the hottest names in the film industry. Andrew Garfield says, you know, just not into it right now.
I'm just so fortunate, and I am going to take a break, though. I'm going to rest for a little bit, and I need to kind of recalibrate and reconsider what I want to do next and who I want to be and just be a bit of a person for a while.
I don't blame him.
Said the guy without student loans.
Well, this announcement starts trending because everybody's like, number one, he probably got that Spider-Man money finally, and it's just like, okay, great. Like, it's all in the bank. It's all tucked away. I've done a bunch of difficult films. I want to take a moment for myself. Isn't that great advice for almost all celebrities?
Yeah, but also remember, you said to me, you know, off mic that he lost his mother.
Yes, he did.
And that was a really tough time for him. And also, the last, well, he did Eyes of Tammy Faye, played Jim Baker. He was mm-hmm. phenomenal in that. Mm-hmm. That should have been a made-for-TV movie, by the way. And the other thing is, he's in this new TV series called Under the Banner of Heaven, and it's a real-life murder mystery story, uh-huh. and it is a very difficult story to even read in the synopsis.
Okay.
I think you need to take a break. I can't, I don't understand how people don't take their roles home.
Yeah.
It's intense.
Yeah, I kind of wish more celebrities would. You see the yeah. messiness of Hollywood?
Yeah.
You see what's going on with Johnny Depp and Amber Heard?
Yeah, yeah.
Kim and Kanye, and
take
you're like...
Mental health.
Take a break. Right.
Yeah.
What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green? Let me know.
Today is a national holiday for Jamar because it's National Superhero Day.
I'm glad you finally mentioned
it.
Okay, so yeah. the obvious question is Batman the greatest superhero of all time? Of course he is.
That was not the direction I was going to go in.
Okay.
It's a day to honor the real-life superheroes among us.
Oh.
There you go.
Well, if I had to think of anyone that's a superhero in these times, it would be our frontliners.
Mm-hmm.
Our educators,
mm-hmm.
A lot of people.
Oh, healthcare workers. Man, I go to an appointment and I just see what they're dealing with and I go, oh, thank you for keeping this all going. I mean, keeping it on the rails. Mental health workers, yes,
yep,
we
yep,
see
yep.
you. So, yeah.
And now that, you know, some authorities are saying that we're officially stepping out of pandemic phase
mm-hmm.
and life is starting to go back to normal, you know, where are the medals of honor for the people that kept us, you know, here?
Mm-hmm.
So many of us. Thank you. Thank you to those superheroes.
Totally. So that's what today's all about. And people who leap over tall buildings in a single bound. If you feel like
he's all right. He's all right.
He's not your favorite.
Yeah.
He's not your guy.
No, let's talk about the greatest detective of all time. Anyway,
okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much to the real superheroes out there.
Very much so. It turns out Ed Sheeran is going to be serenading none other than Her Majesty at this summer's Platinum Jubilee pageant. This is taking place the first weekend of June. It marks 70 years on the throne. He is going to perform outside Buckingham Palace. His set list remains private. But, you know, the director of this Jubilee says wait and see. There might be some other surprises happening that day in addition to Ed Sheeran performing, so that's kind of cool. In other sort of royal news, fans of The Crown are all excited because Netflix posted an official casting call for actresses to play a young Kate Middleton, meaning the show is catching up to real-life royal times.
Ooh.
Amazing.
Even though I know what's happened, I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Isn't that funny? Even though we know and we can just Google anything.
Do you know what I love about it, though? I love their take on what... maybe some things they know. It's a dramatization. I know
yes,
that.
Yes, absolutely.
It's kind of groovy.
I get a real kick out of Googling it alongside the show.
Uh-huh.
Like when I'm watching the show in real time, I'm like, did that really happen? Did that mine explosion occur? Was it this severe?
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of cool. And now we're catching up to real life times. So there you go. Wonder who will play Kate Middleton. That'll be an interesting role to cast.
I'm looking at her right now. Come on, Caitlin.
Me?
You got the name.
I don't. Yeah, okay, fine. That's about it. That's where that begins and ends.
All right.
Okay, Olivia Wilde. This moment involving Olivia Wilde happens at CinemaCon. CinemaCon is this big convention that takes place in Vegas. It's happening right now. And on Tuesday night, she's there. She's on stage. She's in a blue outfit. She looks amazing. And she's there to help promote a brand new movie that she directed coming out called Don't Worry, Darling. This stars Harry Styles and Florence Pugh. It's getting a lot of buzz. And somebody walks up on stage and they hand her a manila envelope with her name on it, and it is marked personal and confidential. She clearly has no idea what's going on and says, "This for me?" And then just like opens it but keeps going on with her presentation. She was handed custody papers. She was served on stage at CinemaCon.
And let's talk about being served no matter where you're served is not pleasant. But that is a very public place. And so, Jason, Do you have anything to do about this? 100%.
Definitely.
He says no, right?
Yeah, he's officially saying no. Mr. Nice Guy Ted Lasso is like, wasn't me. I didn't know about it.
Right.
But his legal team definitely knew about this.
Guys, this is called a legal full circle moment.
It is. Yes. But here's the thing. This is the level of planning that went into having this process server hand her manila envelope. Jason says, I have no prior knowledge, but his legal team got credentials for this person to attend CinemaCon, which included wearing their COVID vaccine bracelet and a badge with their ID on a lanyard. And then people are all joking, like, were the security professionals who worked the Oscars also working CinemaCon? Because this individual makes it up on stage.
Just walked up there.
Hello.
Dressed up as Spider-Man. I don't know. I'm just making it up. The thing is, it was orchestrated, staged, planned.
This was a big belly laugh in the legal office before they did it. They're like, oh yeah, that's gonna get a viral look.
And you guys just hide behind that. Like, Jason just hide behind that.
Yeah.
Listen, they're never pleasant.
No.
But that is pretty public.
Unpleasant, very public. But you know what? It's really helped promote her movie in the end because everyone's talking about the fact that she was presenting on stage for this movie. I don't know. She looked great. She kept it together. Could have been worse, I guess.
She's an actress, darling.
There you go.
Pull it together.
Oh, man. Celebrities need to stop getting married. Like between Kim and Kanye and Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. Now this moment, it's enough.
We've had a lot of those moments this week, haven't we? All right. Thank you so much.
We should compile a list of celebrity marriages that are actually going well. Just one sheet of paper.
Tom Hanks.
Going well.
Okay.
Maybe one day we'll do that.
I can't think of anything else.
Yeah,
that's gone.
Give me another.
Oh, Eugene Levy and Deb.
There you go.
But she's not a celebrity. Deb is a supportive and wonderful and creative person, but not a celeb. Okay, you're right. It's tough. Mick Jagger and no.
See?
Yeah. Elton John and David Furnish. Yes.
How are Ellen and Portia?
Yes. Yeah. Baby,
wake up. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Mornings on Chum.
Once a year, you'll get one of these stories about a bird that's saying something completely surprising and ridiculous. You own one of these birds, then you already get it. But if you've never owned like a parrot or a cockatoo, you'll be very surprised to hear the precision at which they can mimic anything they've heard a lot of times. So a man, he bought this cockatoo?
Yes. So this guy buys a cockatoo on Craigslist, and it won't stop singing a very intense metal song. But he's not a metal fan, so he doesn't know what song it is. So he turns to the internet, posting audio, and asking everyone to help him figure out what in the heck this cockatoo is singing.
All right, metal fans, listen up. Maybe you can identify the song.
I just bought a cockatoo from a guy on Craigslist, and it keeps on making these... He keeps on making these noises. If you guys know what he's saying, could you tell me what are you making?
Hello, pretty bird. What you saying?
Wow, and it's nonstop.
I'm not a metal fan, but I know that song.
Tell me the song.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor.
Okay, so Jamar, Caitlin, that bird has, that's all that bird knows. So that must tell you that the previous owner what?
The previous owner listens to that song a lot. That is Drowning Pool, Bodies.
The previous owner broke that bird and then sold it on Craigslist, and this guy got a faulty cockatoo, and now it just sings Bodies on repeat.
I would argue that the cockatoo is trained to do exactly what it was supposed to do.
Yes, I would say so.
Let the bodies hit.
Okay, now there's
imagine that, hearing that at night?
No, that's going to go in our head. Honestly, thank you, Caitlin, because that's now in my head. It's now going to be in my head.
I play some Taylor Swift for that cockatoo.
We need a palate cleanser.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. Chum 104.5. Podcast.